Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week.
It was great.
It was a great show. Fantastic.
It was a great career.
Big show planned for today. Big week. Yeah. There is so many things going on over the next 5, 6, 7 days.
Crazy.
Unfortunately, you're involved in very few of them.
I know. I'm so busy myself.
Well, good. I'm glad you're busy because Steve and I are swamped.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, well, first, today's show, action-packed.
Yeah, let's get it.
Coming up momentarily after the first break, Nolan Allert. And where do you hear this kid's story? Kid, and I don't mean that nasty. A lot of hate going around in the world. younger than me makes you a kid. So he's driving. Racing this weekend.
Okay.
At the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete.
All right.
That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
You'll find out when you tune in.
Well, can we off-road? Can we go on the...
You will find out the story when everybody else does.
Okay.
After the first break.
All right.
Down at the bottom of the hour, the CEO of Popticals.
Popticals?
Now, you don't even know what these are.
I do not.
And I don't want you to know.
Okay.
Okay. You will know when the CEO, Gary DeSalvo, comes on, and when you see this, no, you can't ask for a pair. I'm telling you that right now.
What are you talking about? It's right in front of me.
No, these are mine.
No way.
Yes, they are.
Come on. Possession's 9/10 of the law.
All right. Well, the other percent, the other percent, you're not going to like. Don't touch them. That's hour number one. Hour number two, hour number three. Hour number two, I got to put up with you for a full hour. That's scary. Hour number three, we're going to head down to Miami where Steve and I will be on Saturday for UFC 299. Kyler Phillips and Macy Barber returns to the show, both scheduled to get into the octagon. What are you shaking your head about?
I thought I was going to 299.
No, you're not.
I thought he's going to the Bret Michaels concert.
Not that I know of.
Well, then I'm staying with Bret.
You guys
go down to Miami.
Well, here's the problem with that. Steve and I are the one with the access to Bret Michaels, not you.
I introduced Bret Michaels to Steve at the Super Bowl.
Well, that was a mistake.
Me.
That was a mistake.
I made the connection.
That was a mistake on your part, if any of that is true.
And I have a cowboy hat. He'll let me in.
Okay. Race this weekend. Tomorrow, Steve and I will be out at the race at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete for the big media event. We may drive. We may not. Matter of fact, that's today.
What's today?
The driving.
Oh, the media part?
Yeah.
Am I not going?
Does it look like you're going?
Where am I? where is that?
You are dumber by the minute.
I'm just saying. How come I didn't get invited?
Well,
you're just mad at me this week. We've been estranged.
Well, we are. And we're not going to bring that up publicly.
No, I'm just saying. I haven't been in the circle of these updates. You know, usually I'm on a run or like a 5K.
Yeah, every time you get texted, I was out for a run.
I hiked a volcano last week. It was great.
How was the volcano?
Oh, it was awesome.
Tell me about the volcano.
Oh, it festered up and then it just blew over right before it all started.
People are this dumb.
Okay.
We're going to talk about, but I'm not going to air my grievance with you on the air.
Oh, come on.
You'll know what it is.
It's like a therapy session.
You'll know what it is as soon as I say this.
I'll lay down. There's a teddy bear.
But I did learn a very valuable lesson. Not a lesson. I learned something today.
Okay.
You know, you guys were just in here ranting and raving about I'm too old school, I'm long in the tooth. You know, I don't know a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, me either.
But I learned how to mute people on Instagram.
I don't think you know what the term mute means.
No, I don't. I know what it means. I just don't do it.
If you muted, you wouldn't see the content.
That's exactly
it. So you can't post when you're like, oh, now I know what mute is. You posted it on my post.
Right.
Like, oh, I love this mute feature.
And then I
still
muted
there.
It. No, then I muted
you
it.
You can still hear.
No. See, I don't see your stuff anymore.
You do now. You're still commenting.
You're muted.
No, it's not.
On Facebook.
I muted, but visually I can still see your comment.
But I can't see yours.
Mute is audible.
No, listen to me. I can't see yours. That's the thing.
Okay.
You might see.
So you just blocked me. That's.
No, I didn't block you.
Okay.
I didn't block you
so
at all.
So if you can't see it anymore, what's the point?
It's muted.
Well, you know.
Until when we discuss this off the air, and you admit in front of our producer, Steve, that you were wrong.
I'm wrong?
Oh, you're definitely wrong.
When did I do something wrong?
You're definitely
I've never
wrong.
Done something wrong.
Yeah, okay.
But listen, have you heard about Stevie Wonder? That Shaq lived in the same building with Stevie Wonder, and the parking garage was underground. Stevie got on the elevator, pushed the button, looked over. Shaq hadn't said a word. He goes, "What's up, Diesel?" And then got on the elevator, went up. He's like, "Stevie can see. Stevie can see." So, just saying, if you're muting me, that's audible. Ask Matt Hamill. He will be able to tell us, but visually, you can still see my content.
Listen to me. I don't. No, I can't see your stuff.
How do you post on my wall if you're muting me?
On Facebook. I don't really post on Instagram.
It's the same thing. It's owned by the same company.
If you keep this up, I'm going to mute you on Facebook as
Zuckerberg
well.
Muted the world yesterday by putting Facebook on a pause.
Yeah, he did.
He made everybody like understand how connected and how much control he has over life itself.
No, very true.
Over the weekend, we did a family barbecue. All the kids came out in the neighborhood. All the parents said, hey, no tablets, no distractions. Everybody's got to play. And those kids, my kids included, walked around the street in the front yards like zombies, just waiting for the opportunity
for the hour to come up
on technology because they're just so awkward. They didn't know what to do with themselves without it.
No, for sure. Well, there's enough hate in the world, including on your Instagram.
And that's why I put it down and I went for that hike up the mountain and disappeared for a few days off the grid.
I'd rather you disappear permanently.
But that's not true.
Well, it really is.
Come on.
All right. Well,
I was going to make a donation. No, I'm not.
All right, let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the studio today, looking for a new Coco host. That interviews will start ASAP.
Speaking of Coco,
this
I'd like
is
to reach out to Caleb
Knockout
today.
Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator. We'll be right back when we're going racing!
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Saturday, March 9th, UFC megastar Sean O'Malley rematches the only man to ever beat him, Marlon Chito Vera. Dustin Poirier returns against Sergey Benoit Saint-Denis. Heavy hitters collide in Burns versus De La Maddalena. And Michael Venom Page makes his UFC debut against Kevin Holland. UFC 299, live at Kaseya Center in Miami. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Barrett Root of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the studio today, and we're starting to get the groove at the studio.
I like the vibe.
We may have to do it more often.
It's a good vibe.
See, I'm going to do something, and I know Nolan's on hold. We're going to get right to him. I'm going to do something that you won't.
Okay.
I'm going to admit I was wrong.
Oh.
Mike Evans re-signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You didn't think he would?
I didn't. Yeah. I think he was going to be gone.
It's a great investment by the team.
All right, so a lot of things going on. Have you ever heard of Thrill Hill?
No.
You don't know where Thrill Hill is?
No.
Down by the old Bayfront Center?
No.
Let's see if our next guest is familiar with Thrill Hill. Let's welcome to the program who will be driving this weekend at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, Nolan Aller. Nolan, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on.
We appreciate your time. A, are you familiar with Thrill Hill down there on the south side of St. Pete?
No, I don't think I am.
Oh, you need to. Wow. Because you lived here for quite some time, right?
Yes, I did. Yes, 13, 14 years.
Okay. I think you should take your race car, and I'll get the exact address. You get airborne on Thrill Hill, which is over there not far from the Coast Guard station. I figured for sure you would have known it. Definitely,
I've never heard of it.
I'm going to have to get the limo to pick you up sometime this weekend so that you can go over Thrill Hill in the limo.
Yeah.
So updates a little bit. I got the bio, A, from Detroit. Then, and I have a Detroit gift for you that's going to really upset my co-host, but that's my job in life. From Detroit, moved here to the Tampa Bay area, then moved back to Detroit, and I think you're in Europe now, correct?
Actually, no. I'm down in St. Pete right now, and I'm living at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. But yeah, that's correct. I was born in Detroit, but lived down here for 14 years for my dad's job. He used to work for the Lightning.
Oh, wow. So is the team going to come out and watch you race? Or is it race or drive? What's the right words that I should use?
It'll be race, yeah. That's a good word for it. And I don't think so, no. Unfortunately not. Stammer won't make the trip.
So Nolan, so which is slicker, ice or like a wet pavement in a Formula One car, an Indy car? Which is a slicker surface?
That's a great question. Depends on the tires you have, but I'm going to say ice no matter what.
What's it going to be like, you know, like you said, you know, you lived here for quite some time, and my producer just gave me the address to Thrill Hill. It's 333 16th Avenue South. So all of us in high school all the time.
Street.
16th Avenue South
Street.
What? Oh, my God. This guy's... God. What's it going to be like for you to drive a course where you basically grew up?
It's going to be incredible. It's going to be an absolute amazing experience. Words can't explain to be going through downtown St. Pete at those speeds. It's just unheard of.
I've asked drivers before. I've covered this race since day one. Probably before you were even born. What's it, you know, you're going to recognize, where a lot of drivers, obviously, if they're not from here, they're not going to recognize this building or this street or Al Lang Stadium and the history of that. So can you even imagine as you're driving by and like, oh, are the Cardinals training today or the Reds in town? Or what can you imagine you're going to be thinking about?
I'd imagine I'd be a little bit preoccupied, hopefully, but... It's they do such a good job of transforming the downtown area, and I was actually over there today, that it when you're on track, you can't even tell that you're in a city, and you're just laser focused on what's coming in front of you. You're a little busy.
As true as that is, and I know Matt has a question, I'll tell you really quick, because this is about you, not about us and our stories, but we had the opportunity to do the racetrack in Vegas. And I gave my producer a hard time because he got two laps in and they only gave me one. And I was really upset for like a couple days that why did he get two laps and I only got one, until he provided video that showed me going past the start finish line, which means I did two laps and I had no idea.
I was just saying, I thought you were ripped off.
Right. I felt like I was ripped off until I saw that. And that is how quick You know, and I really didn't get a chance to, you know, notice and look. You know, you're so holding on for dear life, but it definitely was an experience.
Yeah, I can't imagine driving that circuit. I'd love to one day.
Hey, so, Nolan, I grew up in Indiana, race capital of the world. When Dan Weldon, who was also a St. Pete resident, had a chance to cook for Dan after he won the second Indy 500. Unfortunately, he lost his life. You know, he crashed in Vegas a week later. But when I went to his house, he was laying on the floor, rolling around with his kids, playing as a normal person. So as athletes and celebrities, sometimes we put them on this pedestal of they have these like extravagant lifestyles or things are beneath them. But what's the most common thing that you do that people wouldn't expect? Like, is it going to Walmart or what's something just common that you love doing?
Yeah, I mean, that's an incredible story. I'm actually here at the Karting for Kids event at Anderson Race Park in the St. Pete area. And the Weldon family is here, and I got to meet his kids. And they're here supporting the John Hopkins charity. And to answer your question, I'd say it's just video games. I do love video games. I know I shouldn't, and it takes up a lot of my free time. But I definitely love playing video games.
Talk about the circuit that you're driving for. Is it NXT?
The Indy Next Series, yes.
Can you talk about that and let the listeners know? You know, when we talk about the Firestone Grand Prix, sometimes they don't realize that there's more than one circuit. You know, yes, the big race is Sunday, but there's a whole bunch of other circuits. As a matter of fact, my brother sponsors a car that races on some of these circuits. So can you talk about Indy NXT?
Of course, and I don't hold any grudges for anyone who doesn't understand it. It's very complex, but you're right. It is. There's all of the rungs of the ladder going down the field, and Indy Next is actually the final stepping stone before IndyCars, where IndyCar pulls a lot of their drivers. So we actually are the race right before IndyCar, where the warm-up event. But you'll see USF Pro 2000, which is a step beneath us, and then USF 2000, which is beneath them, all racing on the same weekend, as well as, I believe, another IMSA-sanctioned supporting series. So there's actually, if you go down to the race, there's going to be cars on track the whole time. There's always something to see.
You know, anytime anybody talks to an athlete or a celebrity, and it's like, when did you get started? We do a lot in the MMA world. You know, when did you decide you wanted to be an MMA fighter? Same thing goes for race car drivers. So I'm curious, when was the first time that you actually got in any kind of vehicle and raced?
So I started karting when I was 4, and actually at the same track that I'm here at today, Anderson Raceway, where I got my start. And I karted from 2008 to 2011 competitively in the Florida Karting Championship Series. But I quit karting. I was sick of it. I hated it. I wanted to play hockey, and I did. I played hockey all the way up until 2020. I wanted to go to the show. I wanted to play in the NHL. And it wasn't until I started sim racing, the video games, in 2019, 2020 during COVID, that my parents gave me the chance to drive my dad's race car one time deal. Just so happened that at that time I ended up being 0.2 off the track record that my dad held, and my parents like looked around and they're like, oh, maybe we should do another race. And from my first moment in that car, I was like, wow, I will give up everything to do this. And I was done. I stopped playing hockey, and all I wanted to do was racing, and now we're here.
How many phone calls, text messages, people stopping by the house asking for tickets?
Actually, you'd be surprised. There's not too many. We're definitely giving out tickets to all of our friends, families, and supporters. But it's just been so great. And like, we're down here with Keel and Curly this weekend, winery in Plant City. They're sponsoring my car, and I actually used to go-kart in the Florida Karting Championship Series with Aiden and Ian Keel when we were down there in kids, and they were always my best friends at the track, and they're actually supporting us this weekend, which, you know, if you actually haven't been to Keel and Curly Winery in Plant City, I had never been. It's actually a really cool area. They've got, like, live music and really nice pond and everything to sit by. It's really cool, but it's just, we're finding these friends and family that are so supportive now, and they've just been with me all the way through my career.
That's just for a second, and I don't want to keep you from what you're doing down there. What time is your race or races or qualifiers so people can come down and watch it? And then what's some kind of local story, you know, that you remember where it was? What high school did you go to?
So I actually started high school at Tampa Prep. Tampa Preparatory School in Tampa. But then we moved my sophomore year back to Michigan, and I ended up graduating from University Liggett School in the Grosse Pointe, Detroit area.
Okay. And what time are you racing? And then I'm going to tell you about the gift I have for you.
Okay. Yeah, that might upset your colleague.
Well, hopefully. That's the hope.
That's why we have this show.
So we're on track Friday for our first practice session. And then Saturday we have one practice and qualifying. And you got to forgive me, I don't know those times. But our actual race is at 10 a.m. on Sunday. We're the race right before IndyCar.
So no, this question is a little bit out of left field. Maybe it's a little awkward.
Shocking.
But Randy always tells a story about how the petty name, right, Kyle, doors were open for him because of who his father was. And you see a lot in racing, the Andretti's and such. Though, being an outsider, do you feel like you didn't come from like the racing background like other people? Are you in the clique? Are you appreciated for the passion and making this your career? Or you recognized for your talent from other drivers? Or how's the sentiment?
You'll definitely see the connections open up for people that have had a history in the sport, and rightly so. It's that they're invested into the sport, and I'm still a third generation driver, so we have all the connections in the SCCA, which allowed me to do my first experience in a car, even though it was at a low level. But everyone in the racing community has just been so welcoming and so nice. I honestly haven't had any big rivalries with anyone. Everyone I've met's been so supportive of me and my career, so I've just been making friends along the way, and I'm sure I'll have a rival one day, and hopefully it resembles the movie Rush, if you have seen that. Or Talladega Nights, Jean Girard and I going back and forth.
Well, you may get a rivalry here in a minute when Matt finds out what I'm giving you. We always like to thank our guests for coming on. So, A, we're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. 2, we're going to send you a care package from Bucked Up Energy Drink. And then 3rd, this is going to set Matt off. We were out at the Super Bowl, and there was a booth there from the city of Detroit. Detroit has the draft next year. So I'm also going to send you, it's a really cool NFL draft book, as well as a Detroit beanie.
Oh, you would give away the beanie. That's not right.
So the beanie's going to you, and I hope you wear it well. And enjoy the week. I'll be out there Sunday. We're driving back from the UFC Saturday night. And enjoy the week and enjoy being in your temporary home until the next race.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
So, Nolan,
thank you for the gift.
Yes, sir.
So, Nolan, if you run out of gas money this weekend, pawn that Detroit beanie at the Golden Diamond Source up in Detroit. Les and Seth from American Pawn.
Have you ever been to the store up there?
That store specifically, I'm not entirely sure.
A, then do you go back up to Detroit? And if you do, please let me know so I can set that up so that you can go and hang out with Les and Seth. And it's totally an experience going into that place. It truly is.
It's a TV show called Hardcore Pawn, and they both work it every day, Seth and Les. So if you need to get some extra money for that beanie, leave it there. I'll buy it from those guys next time I go to Detroit.
Got it. Yeah, that sounds great. I definitely want to go check that out.
All right. We'll definitely set it up for you. You tell me when you're there, and I'll get it done. Thank you for your time, and enjoy the racing.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care. That is Nolan Aller.
Great guest. I could have talked to him forever.
Yeah, good dude.
Awesome.
A nice young man.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to offend anybody when I call him a kid.
Right.
But just because, I'm 1 foot in already.
But at the pawn shop up there, I mean, I'm sure they have racing memorabilia.
Of course they do.
Race car, helmets. We didn't even ask him what he collects, if he holds on to gloves or helmets or, and why do race car drivers fight with the helmets on?
Why do you have questions after the guest is gone?
Because we held him up forever. He's doing a charity event. It's not like he's on a video game playing a sim racing.
How do you know?
Because he's at the event. He said he's out there.
Yeah, well, there could be video games out there. They could have the big,
simulators. But I don't want to hold him up anymore. But he's great.
Very, very nice young man. We will get, matter of fact, I will fly up to Detroit to go with him to go see my friends.
There you go, doing everything on your own again.
You're right, I apologize. Steve and I will fly up to Detroit, and we will go to Golden Diamond. Not Golden Diamond, Golden...
American Golden Pawn?
Yeah. They're good dudes. Les was so... When I went into the back and Les was showing me around... Well, Seth was showing me around, and then he takes me into Les's office, and Les goes, "You want to see something cool?" Okay. He goes into the safe, and he brings out this little pouch.
Okay.
And he has me stick my hand out and then pours like a whole handful of diamonds.
What?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Wow.
All right, that's one interview down. This next one's pretty cool. Where do you, you out there in Radio Land, and you here next to me, if you're still here when we come back, where do you hear what we're about to talk about?
All right.
Very cool. Coming to you live from the studio today, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
This is Cozy Coleman, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com and Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
When that first started, I thought it was Motorhead.
Okay.
You know, the Triple H walkout song. So, A, I just ticked you off, which I love, that I gave away the Detroit beanie, which, just so you know, it wasn't your beanie.
No.
Okay, that's not the beanie that you left or anything like that. I got that beanie from the NFL Detroit booth at the Super Bowl.
All right.
Now let's welcome our next guest. Where do you see this? And you have no idea what's in this.
I have no idea.
This is going to blow your mind.
I thought it was a mouse for a computer.
Okay. Let's welcome to the program the CEO of Popticals, Gary DeSalvo. Gary, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
First, thank you for coming on and talking about this product. And I'm going to show Matt live on the air here in the studio. We've got all the cameras going. What do you think is you just said you thought this was a mouse.
I thought it was a computer mouse. I saw it sitting next to the computer. We're in the studio. So right. I just thought it was a wireless mouse.
Okay. I'm going to pop. I hope it's okay that I'm going to do this while you're on, Gary. I'm going to pop open this.
Okay.
And out comes my brand new pair of sunglasses.
What?
That I wore at both of the golf tournaments. And I will never lose my sunglasses ever again. Oh. Because I just pop them in my pocket.
It's a foldable pair of sunglasses?
Gary, talk about this product.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so Popsicles is, actually, we call it compact because there are some foldable sunglasses out on the market, but they are, they don't have the wraparound feature that sports sunglasses that you're going to want, right? So first and foremost, they're premium sunglasses. Made in Italy, frames are made of the finest materials, a lot of care and attention to detail, hand-finished. The lenses are incredibly clear. We use Zeiss Vision for their lenses. And they're clear as glass, and actually are made out of nylon as opposed to polycarbonate in most sunglasses, which makes them extremely light. So that whole thing in your hand, Randy, weighs less than 1 ounce. So it's going to feel really comfortable all day. And then the bonus piece is, with the slide rail system that we have in place there, it's a patent of ours, you're able to compact them down into that little case and have them in your jean pocket. Throw it in your golf bag, whatever have you. So,
what made you come up with this? What was the light bulb and said, this is what I want to do?
Well, I think I wish I came up with the actual concept. We did not. It was a local inventor here in St. Louis, where we're headquartered. But we were looking for an opportunity, for a business opportunity, and he was willing to sell the product and the rights to it to us, and it was a no-brainer. I mean, first and foremost, what attracted us was the compact piece, which is what catches everyone's attention and how cool that is. But then we came to realize as we were doing our due diligence that these are the clearest sunglasses I've ever worn. I'm comparing them to all my higher-end sports sunglasses, and, they were just blown away by it. So it became a no-brainer. And then not to mention, obviously, we have 130-something different combinations, a bunch of different frame styles, but we have a couple sports-specific ones, and golf is the main one. That's our most popular product, and it really is a special product. Those were designed, the pair we sent you, designed specifically for golf to help you see the course better, specifically the putting green, the putting surface, but add a lot of contrast, and increase your depth perception. A lot of people don't know this, but polarized glasses, they do help reduce glare for you, but they do that by flattening the image. And so polarized is what we've kind of grown accustomed to, is like, that's what I need for glasses. But every activity has a different set of criteria that you would want in a sunglass, and that would be lens color and whether it's polarized or not. And in golf, we want you want non-polarized lenses, so it doesn't impact your depth perception whatsoever. And then the colors we chose obviously help us get that contrast to filter out the green and give you, the line that you want to see.
Now it makes sense. I thought it was me and my ability to sink the 37-foot putt that I did on Monday. We have video of me sinking a 37-foot putt. Now I know it was the glasses.
Yeah, but if they're not prescription, you didn't even see that putt go in. Hopefully the glasses can help you locate your glasses around your neck.
So anybody that's ever listened to my show, Gary, they know that I don't say things just to say it. Anything I say, I believe. When I first got these, I thought they're the coolest things. Look how they fold up. Fold up. What was the word I'm supposed to use?
Collapsible.
Collapsible.
It's impressive.
Not that they're just collapsible and I'm not going to lose them. And then when I actually put them on, everything that you just said is 110% true. I mean, I wore them the whole time. I didn't have to take them off at all. Typically, I'll take them off if I'm going to do something, and then I lose them. This glass that I wore was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, you got me smiling from ear to ear. One of the biggest pieces of feedback we got in the beginning, and even myself when I first tested them out, is I knew I was seeing something different, and I was seeing the contrast, but I didn't know exactly what. I mean, I was seeing the course like I'd never seen it before. And one of the things we actually did for people who are going to be wearing these sunglasses is we tried to get an endorsement from somebody who, people can believe in what they're saying. And we found Dr. Craig Farnsworth, the putt doctor. We actually sent him a pair. He endorsed them, but we searched out for him purposely because not only is he an eye doctor, but he's a putting coach to, a long list of major champions, sure, and all kinds of professionals, right? So what we wanted to do is help to be able to educate people, not just give you the sunglasses and say they're for golf. A lot of glasses out there that say they're for golf aren't necessarily for golf, but we wanted to get some articles and things like that on our site to support our users after they purchase them, to say, this is what you're seeing, this is what you should be looking for. And then he included, obviously, a lot of green reading tips that he gives to the pros. Now that we're able to see the green a little bit better, like, let's tie that in together with what you're seeing on some tips to help you read the green better. So, same thing. We noticed it too, and we wanted not just to sell the glasses. We want to educate people so they get the most out of them.
So, would it require like a different lens? We do obviously a lot of fishing down here in the Tampa Bay area. We have a couple of fishing captains involved with us. Would the lens be different, or would this be just as, you know, valuable to use on the water as it is on the course?
It won't be. It will be valuable if you were driving around town. It'd be valuable if you're playing pickleball or tennis. On the water, it's a different lens combination, right? And so, my wife gives a great example of this, right? Like, for shoes, we buy different types of shoes for every activity that we do, and we don't think twice about it. And we spend good money on them, right? If, whether it's boots or boating shoes, you know, running shoes, you name it, golf shoes. But for sunglasses, we think it's one size fits all, and it's not. For fishing, you absolutely want polarized glasses. And then furthermore, it depends where you're fishing. So if you're fishing in blue water offshore, you're going to want a blue mirror lens that's polarized with a gray base, right? And we have lots of those. If you're fishing on a lake or a stream or different conditions, it's going to change what you want if you're truly looking for the most performance out of the lenses to help not just make you feel comfortable, but actually provide some performance enhancement for the activity you're doing.
So many people have, you just mentioned, you know, X amount of pair of shoes. I know people that have X amount of watches. I guess my new thing is going to be have X amount of optical sunglasses.
I'm good with that.
So, this is my first time being exposed to it. First off, I think it's cool.
I kept it close so he wouldn't have seen what it was.
It's a fantastic design. The quality looks amazing. I haven't had a chance to put them on yet because Randy's hogging it. But unfortunately for Randy, those are my glasses because my name's on the box. read the fifth line, Randy. What to say?
I don't know.
Read it.
I can't see
it. Put your glasses on. Put your other glasses on. It says frame finish, matte. So I'm keeping this pair.
So, and finally, can you tell people where they can get them? Is it online? Are they available in stores? Because plenty of people will come to St. Louis, you know, if that's where we need to do to, you know, to pick them up.
Yeah, so we just launched in October, and so we don't have a presence in stores yet. Right now we're online at popicles.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Popicles and go through the store there and purchase them as well. We're working on a distribution plan to get them out into stores and so forth as time rolls on here, but a very simple process. I think from the time we got your order, we had it out to you in a day or two. Right, so we'll turn it around really quick.
So before I let you go, you said St. Louis. What comes to mind is the spirit of St. Louis, a plane. What about for aviation? We talked about water and fishing. We talked about golf. But what about for aviation? What color lens is best for flying?
Yeah, so you want non-polarized, believe it or not, for that as well. The color of the lens, typically it's gray base that you would want for that. There's a little more variance that could go to preference. Some people might like a brown base, but essentially the most important part there would be the non-polarized. And one other thing you got, and one of the reasons for that is, you know, with polarization, a lot of people complain sometimes they can't see their phone or the screens in their computer, that type of equipment. Well, that's because a lot of those screens are polarized as well, and it's, you're not going to be able to see through that. So with the non-polarized lenses, one of the things, Randy, you might have noticed is on the course for the first time wearing those glasses, you probably could see your phone without taking your glasses off and be able to make those things. So, typically with things that use a lot of equipment, especially that has those polarized screens, you're going to want non-polarized.
Outstanding product. Gary, thank you very much for your time. And just to correct Matt, no, the first thing I think of is not the spirit of St. Louis.
Really?
It's the St. Louis Cardinals, since I'm a former bat boy of the Cardinals. I think of them first. Let's stay in touch. Hopefully we can get you back on. We can do a lot of things with you moving forward.
I appreciate it. Really appreciate you having me.
Have awesome. A great day. Popticals. It's unbelievable. Check them out on the website. Get away. No, you can't even touch them. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
It says my name.
You can have the box.
Matt.
This is Rick Nash from the Columbus Blue Jackets, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Experience the future of home comfort with Cool Breeze AC. Call them today at 727-954-3605 and let Mitch, Jimmy, and their team transform your living space into a haven of comfort.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Patrick Wolf from the Colorado Avalanche, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
At?
Well, I miss my boy Patrick. The Avalanche, man, we used to cook all their Christmas holiday parties.
Sure you did. And
like Forsberg.
Do you have any proof?
Yeah, I got photos. I mean, back before
I want digital. Video. I want video.
There was no video back then.
Well, then there's
if
no
there
proof.
Was, you'd have to have like, you know, a camera on top of your shoulder and it's like a.
That's what I used production. When I filmed my son running away.
From what?
With a big ass camcorder, you know, and it's like, A, I'm struggling to hold it up, and B, I'm laughing my butt off because he's running away. I'm like, see you, dude.
Yeah.
He's five. He's running away. Bye. Where are you going? Going to live in a tree.
So the first thing you think of in St. Louis is Cardinals?
Cardinals, yeah.
What about Vegas? Or is the first thing you think of the Oakland A's, who are released their renderings of the new stadium to be the
well,
new
first
home
of, all,
of the,
first of all, they're not the Oakland A's.
Well, the Oakland, what would it be called?
Well, the no, they're going to be the Las Vegas A's. But if you're saying it that way, that they're the Oakland A's, why don't you call them the Kansas City A's? Because they were in Kansas City before Oakland.
What are the Raiders? Are
Can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
And if you're going to call them the Kansas City A's, why don't you call them the Philadelphia A's? Because they were there before Kansas City.
Oh, the history.
The history. I think it's going to stink, though, with the A's taking over, the Tropicana? Because we typically stay at Excalibur,
yeah.
Which is the least expensive hotel in Vegas. And now it's not going to be.
Well, we have a great Airbnb out there. I mean, we have a guy.
I'm still fighting with
are
that
really?
B&B. They didn't refund my money.
What?
Yeah. I had to call the credit card company.
Wow.
Yeah. Where the person said that they would. Worst experience of my life. The B&B, worst experience of my life with the B&B company. Awful. I will never use them again.
Wow.
That's how I was informed I had to say it. By my attorneys.
Okay, good.
Well, you can be sued if you say it the wrong way.
Yeah. What happened there? Like you've told me this before.
Like, you can't tell people not to do something.
Correct.
Like I can't say Torta Pizza is awful. Don't ever go there.
Well, I can say that. Oh wait. No.
Yeah,
I can say.
Well, we both can say it because it's out of business. It's gone.
Well, it's still in our hearts.
You know? Not really.
I wish I still had it because Dave Portnoy's in town. He's over at Toby's Little Italy.
Yep.
I don't know what he's going to give him a score
with
though.
With our buddy Mitch. And Mitch is so mad that we're not doing the show from Cool Breeze that he went to go hang out with Portnoy.
That used to be the standard. When I first moved here, like that was where everybody said that was the greatest pizza. But then as you know, generations, different people move in, different people producing the dough and making the food. So I wonder what Portnoy's going to rate it. I can't wait to see how he does compared to New York and Boston.
You really can't wait?
I'm excited.
Oh.
I am excited.
Let's see.
Because it's so close to home.
I don't care.
If I was still in business, he would have come by. No, I had the highest rating.
I would have made sure he didn't.
On the app, I had an 8.9.
No, maybe I would have made sure he did. That way you could finally get what's coming to you. Because he would have delivered it.
What's that?
The ass whooping.
That guy couldn't beat my ass. But I don't even hate him anymore. I like the guy. He's changed. He's softer. He's helping people out more.
He hasn't changed.
He has.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, go back and watch his first video.
It's the same.
It's not.
And he does the same great work. He does the same great charity that you would never open yourself up to. It's kind of like the great person Wes Sims once said.
Okay.
We were talking about somebody and how they changed when they got money. Okay. They didn't change. That's who they always were.
Right. It's magnified.
So Portnoy was always like this. You were just, as typical with you, blinded.
I was blinded.
And you refused.
But not blinded as in muted. I was blocked by Barstool for many years there. When we did that Twitter and Sean recorded it at the second restaurant, I got blocked. So I didn't see his content for years. And then all of a sudden, I think they unblocked it or changed when they sold Barstool to a different company. They took off the restrictions. And I was seeing all the posts and I see him. And so I'm a fan. I think it's great now. I think what he's doing now, and I agree with him. He's made a difference in the restaurant industry.
He's made a difference in a lot of things.
For sure.
You know, there was one video, and I know I told you about it, but you didn't care. He came out of doing a pizza thing, and there was somebody playing a musical instrument, you know, for tips, going to college. I want to say it was Philly, but it might not be. And she was playing for tips, and he went over there and did a segment, which all of a sudden helped boost and made quite a bit of money, which I thought was cool. I've always liked him. And I've liked him even more because you didn't.
Right, of course. And now, like he says, copycats. I mean, there's pizza reviews in every city across the country copying the style or doing ratings. And it's awesome. I would love to partner with him and do a search for...
Yeah, like he cares. No, like he needs you.
But go and look for like the world's healthiest pizza. Like each community,
he what's doesn't the need healthiest? You.
I know he doesn't need me. But I'm just saying, that concept isn't been done yet. That's something that's new that you can be in search of the healthiest pizza in each community.
Well, I'll be in Vegas in a couple of weeks for UFC 300, and I'll be headed back to...
Pizza Rock?
Pizza Rock.
Yeah, Tony. I talked to Tony lately. I think he's doing 120 expansion locations nationwide.
Well, I hope he opens one here.
And he's going to open in the new A's Stadium in Las Vegas. He has them in San Francisco. What was that called now? It used to be Candlestick Park. Now it's some kind of
ballpark com. Played by Barry Bonds once. Barry Bonds once played here. I do have a couple other things of photos of, you know, anytime we get a news clip, I take the photo of it. That way when I forget, I'll have the photos. So we'll talk about some of that stuff.
You use your phone as like a memory saver?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Let me tell you what happened
today. Saver.
Okay. Now, my wife always says, why do you tell these stories? Y'all out of stories, Randy? It's because something similar that we were just talking about, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care what you think of me.
That's true.
I don't like you.
Have you ever counted the number of bridges you burned?
I don't care.
I mean, just like
it's not that I burn bridges. It's just I'm a real person. I don't fake anything.
Okay.
It is what it is. So when I tell the story, my wife's going to cringe. So as I got ready to drive here to do the radio show today, my wife recently had a knee replacement. So I'm doing a lot of other things in the household. And I took our puppy outside to do what puppies do. And then as I packed gifts for the two of you into the car, which, Steve, I'll get you your gifts here shortly. If Matt continues being Matt, he ain't getting anything. And then I got in the car, and I drove down the street. Well, I drove to the next door neighbor, two neighbors, two houses down. And then I backed out because I was going to drive down US 19. When I saw my puppy staring at me in the driveway, like, did you forget me? I did. I forgot that not 2 minutes earlier I brought the puppy out to relieve herself.
Yeah.
I thought it was a funny story.
I mean, I think life moves so fast. I think I do the same thing with saving screensavers. I'll see a story, I'll just snap it, so I keep it. It's kind of like that movie Memento. Have you ever seen Memento? It's like a David Lynch movie.
No.
The guy has short-term memory loss from like an injury.
Like Otto?
And so
like
every
my
time
hero Otto?
But it's like every day it like restarts his memory. So he tattoos things to figure out the puzzle and the clues of how to figure out how he got injured and lost his memory. So like it's this backward story, but it's amazing. I do the same thing. I capture it and I keep it because I forget so much stuff. I can go back and look. And that's why Facebook memories is so important. Because every year it'll repopulate all the posts from year after year. And then it's like, whoa, I can't believe I even did that. I forgot about that.
You know what I forget to do as well? Look at the photos during the show.
Yeah, why is that?
Because I forget.
Oh, yeah.
You know, then the show's done. And then you're and like, then I'm like,
I should have talked about that.
We could have, should have, would have. I believe starting next week, we're going to start giving away a pair of Tampa Bay Rays tickets every week.
That's beautiful.
One pair every week donated from Ferg Sports Bar.
Mark's the best.
He is the best.
And but like with that,
he doesn't like you, but he is the best.
He loves me. But yesterday, I used to get my ice from him, from Ice Barrel. But in the Facebook yesterday, what a panic they sent through the world. Because for a moment there, did you think that all your history was gone?
No, I'm not going to say who, but I didn't think that. But I got a phone call of somebody frantic.
Yeah.
I've lost all my photos. I've lost all my friends. And I wanted to say, how many friends do you have?
Yeah.
You know, I know that he's maxed out.
But all your history, all your photos, all your comment, all your content. And I know it happens with hackers. I mean, Tracy Guia, she has the food talk show with Ian Beckles over in Tampa. She got hacked and lost her account for a year. And I know it's really hard for her emotionally because she lost everything. And somebody else had control of it. Yesterday, the entire world at the same time.
I'm going to put Matt on my Facebook and panicked. Hope I lose everything.
You can unmute me whenever you want, but I can still see you.
Like I said, I don't care if you see me.
You can mute John Cena because he can't see nothing.
Oh, my God. I think all three of you need some serious help.
Put some sunglasses on if you want to see Cena.
I'm going to put my popticles.
I bet you can see Cena with those things.
I bet you I could. I bet you I don't want to. Big WrestleMania coming up. They just announced the first inductee into... Oh, I got to tell you about some hate that I got. I thought this was the best. I thought this was the best.
Randy's hate mail would be a great segment because it would be a long one.
Well, again, it's it's my opinion.
Yeah. And your opinion's wrong.
My opinion's not wrong.
No, it is.
All right. So here's the story. We got 2 minutes, three minutes.
Let the audience...
I have no problem with that.
You set it up your way and then we'll vote.
There's no way to... This is what happened. The guy put a post up about Shaq Barrett, who was released by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He was.
Tampa Bay legend Shaq Barrett.
Oh, legend is a tough word. I mean, he was here for, what, a couple seasons?
I said Shaq Barrett's not a legend. That's why you Philadelphia people are trash. And then he said something really derogatory about Steve Dumick, which... Let it go.
Yeah.
Okay? The man's dead. But everybody hates you. Everybody can't stand you. Everybody, I'm like, you're on me. I'm not on you. He's not a Tampa Bay legend. He might have had a legendary season. You know, he had 416 tackles and sacks and whatever. But yeah, so he went all off on me. I'm like, nice talking to you.
Did you mute him?
I said, thanks for the support.
Did you mute him?
No.
Still there. Oh, so I'm muted, but he's not?
You are?
That's ludicrous. I mean, he's talking about dead people and stuff. Like I didn't bring up any dead people.
When we talk about this, the only way I will unmute you, and I know you won't do it unless you believe it.
Okay.
If you admit to me, and it doesn't have to be publicly, of course it'll be public when they know that I've unmuted you.
Okay.
The only way I'm going to unmute you is if you admit you were wrong.
Well, I don't even know what I did.
When I tell you,
okay.
And I don't want to say it on air, when I tell you, you know what you did. You know what you did.
I know what I did?
You know what you did.
I think I know what I did.
Yeah. And if you admit you were wrong...
It's not wrong.
Then you're going to stay muted.
It's not wrong.
Of course it is.
It's not wrong. It has nothing to do with that. That's you. That's your relationship. That's not my relationship.
You're right. So I muted it. So I don't have to ever see it or you again. And it's going to stay that way.
All right. I'm all right with that.
Perfect. So am I. Things are good. All right. New co-host coming in at the top of the hour. I can't wait. I've waited a long time for this. Good stuff. So Ryan will be walking in. Matt will be walking out. It was nice knowing you.
I have no problem leaving. I got my own car. I got a driver right there.
All right. Let's hit the top of the hour break. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Lord, help me get away. can save me now from this misery. Tell me.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sergio Garcia, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.